American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it's a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, March 20th. What are you doing? 2006.
Starting
You're playing
here.
With the wires. Still playing with the wires. You're fucking terrible. The guy comes over your house and starts playing with fucking wires. It's terrible.
Awful.
Well, I mean, I know I don't have a Gucci recorder like you have. I've only got my gay little Gen EXXA microphone mixer. Gen XA.
Oh, it's top of the line.
It's Generation X, only it's Gen X-a.
Gen X.
Gen X-a with my help on Sennheiser microphone. What's the make of your microphone? What do we use here at the Sean Kennedy Studios? We have the
Optimus.
Optimus. And I have Sennheiser and Optimus. These are like, this is like a huge like just digital baptism waiting to happen here on Internet for Monday, March 20th, 2006, because this is your digital baptism source, Newsreel, the WA global sitrep for core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening to this broadcast, you are as well. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to my live journal currently private by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This is the penguins were the best creatures in Madagascar. Have you seen that yet?
Not yet.
No.
I probably won't.
Never?
Not too much for Disney
cartoons. Oh, come on. It's a good,
Pixar
worth
cartoons.
It. It's worth it. Yeah, just for the penguins. The penguins are wogs, man. In that movie, yeah, the penguins were wogs. This is a free radio broadcast that'll be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Osprey Radio.info, Extreme Radio, Tampa, SRN1, and Nuke 99 FM, or 99 Nuke FM, or FM 99 Nuke.
Mix and match.
And you are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit. And right off the way that we're mixing and matching this is we tried mixing and matching Southern Comfort and orange juice. And I do finally believe that I found a method to get Sim alcohol into his body that he doesn't hate it. Now
It didn't taste horrible.
Well, I'm drinking a Southern Comfort and juice right now, and all you kids at home should do that too.
I'm just drinking juice.
He's just drinking juice because he won't have Southern Comfort because God knows what could come out of his mouth.
I have to drive home.
Well, not really. You don't have to.
I don't have to drive
well,
home.
Well, it's Sunday today.
Yes,
it's Monday in your world. In
the radio land.
In the radio land. Or it's another day, which they've downloaded it, and then they're
Could
listening
Could be Tuesday
to it.
In Australia.
And be real, how many people actually probably listen live? Not that fucking many. Most people
probably
are like
5%.
I can't find the archives because I'm too fucking lazy to show up at the time. You know, and I wonder what would happen. Remember back when we were kids? If you missed a TV show, it was gone.
You're fucked.
You were fucked.
There's no DVDs.
Yeah,
there's not even repeats.
I think it bred accountability.
That's right.
I think it did. You had to be at a place at a time.
Did you see that A-Team? No.
No, I missed that.
Well, I guess
Miami
you'll never
Vice.
See it.
Yeah, I guess you'll never see it. Because it's fucking gone, man.
They erased it.
You'll never see that shit again ever. You know, and then when the VCRs came out, everybody was taping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun then. I recorded like videos, music videos all the time.
I used to, it was like the Munch Music Pepsi Power Hour and shit like that. I used to like record that. We have like all the good, you know, Twisted Sister videos on there. D. Snyder and his crazy clown makeup. He was the first Juggalo.
D. Snyder,
pretty
much.
D. Snyder was.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. You go look at the old Twisted Sisters. Go look at like, you know, Jay. What's his name? Silent Jay? No, not, that's the other guy. The Juggalo. What the fuck's his name? Violent Bob or
Violent,
whatever the hell he is.
Violent Jay.
Violent Jay. Violent Bob. Silent Jay and Violent Bob. Yeah, that's what we need. Silent Jay and that Bob guy and Violent Jay. Violent and Silent Jay. That's what we need.
And Silent.
Where was I going with this?
I have no idea.
Never drink and do the show.
It started with the alcohol, and then it just, I don't know how it got to the
Juggalos. And that's the entire, now that should be what we would say before, you know, Congress when talking about, you know, Rant Radio. It started with the alcohol, and I don't know how the fuck we got into Juggalos and Violent Jay.
It got out of hand. Sorry.
It was a joke. God,
the
damn.
Dead children. We didn't mean it.
I mean, who can judge the one? You know, it's just like, it was just children. It's Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Got some feedback here. I got another scathing letter today, too.
But oh, good. We'll
get
like
to that.
Those. Yeah,
scathing.
Those
from a teacher.
We like to know what, you know, our downfalls are.
Yeah.
We're trying to improve
good.
Ourselves.
That's right. That's right. I've been listening to your show and watching the patrolling segment since Katrina, when I first found a link to your site. Which is crazy.
Okay.
Which I'm like, how did the hurricane...
Yeah, we were all over that hurricane coverage.
I just gave you $50 for your efforts.
Well, thank you,
Quota. I had one news item, that made your show. As a focus of your show seemed to change over the last few months, I never gave up on the fact you provided provocative and insightful opinions on many topics I like to think about. And now he's thinking about more logical and concise topics that can affect his everyday life.
That's right.
As an individual thinker, I am able to entertain ideas without accepting them. Kind of like Jehovah's Witnesses. You entertain them, and then you don't accept any of their beliefs.
Get out of my house.
Some of your audience isn't able to do that. They're looking for a guru.
Quick fix.
Or a guru.
Guru.
They're looking for guru.
You're likely to be eaten by guru.
What is the guru?
Guru? Depends which. The guru, there's
what
a comic
what is,
book.
What is
there's
we,
a comic book
Yeah,
guru.
Which was the samurai
the
guy.
Fighter guy.
Yeah.
And then there's the guru from, like, the
guru.
Adventure, text adventure games, where you wander around the dark and you get eaten by a guru.
What does the Wikipedia have to say about a guru? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Well, how do you spell it? How do you spell guru?
G-R-U-E.
G-R-U-E, are you sure?
Well, it depends which guru you're talking about. The comic book guru is G-R-O-O.
G-R-U-E.
Yeah.
Wikipedia says,
their
taste speakers is the protocols of the Elders of Valar. Guru, there's nothing there.
It's a color. It's from the Zork series. Sorry, not Adventure.
Oh, okay. Okay, so there's the guru.
A screenshot of Zork.
Zork. nice screenshot of Zork. lots of text there. Oh, well, I guess, you know, we should have like an SKTFM version of guru. Yeah, maybe I'll work the guru into Afternow or something like that. I'll make this crazy, you know, evil thing. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, news. I had one news item that made your show. As a focus.
No, you said that.
Oh, there he is. Okay, here we go. Looking for a guru, and then I went to guru.
That's right. And then we got to Juggalos and
bartender. Another Southern Comfort and OJ over here. It's more important to me that people think about things that they never thought about to tell them what to think. Let me try that again. It's more important to make people think about things they never thought about other than to tell them what to think. Or worry about whether or not they agree with your opinion. In my household, you're kind of an issue filter.
You're dubbed issue filter.
What did Sean Kennedy think? Which is fine, because if people don't agree with me, you know, I don't think
W-W-S-K-T.
I think I'm
What would Sean Kennedy think?
Yeah, really. You know, I think of myself as a radical centralist.
Okay.
And the reason why this makes sense. This is a good one. I've got this one down.
Okay.
I've also been told recently that I may be utilitarian.
I don't know what that means.
Now, I found out about this.
Okay.
I found out about this. Utilitarian's all about utility. Now, there's two kinds of utilitarians.
Makes sense,
there's like rule utilitarian and another kind of utilitarian.
Okay.
One of them, I can't remember which one it is the one where you are not like absolute. It's like 50 people don't want you here. You are one person. We must kill you. Man. Okay. That's like total like purist, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Extremo utilitarian. That's like Borg utilitarianism. Which I'm just about there, but not quite. Right?
Working on it.
I don't like saying anything. I'm pure this, right? But that's pretty close. So I'd say I'm a utilitarian centralist is what
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
From Canada. So I'm a Great White North utilitarian centralist.
I'll have to look up utilitarian.
Anyway, it's pretty cool. It's all about, like, you know, logical decisions based upon utility. What's best for all, blah, 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 blah,
blah. What does it do?
You know.
How well does it do it?
Yeah, suffering based upon, you know, increased decrease of suffering is your moral code. So it seems to fit pretty good.
Very logical.
Yeah, very, very logical. Oh, yeah, full on. So, you know, I was like, looking at that, but then I thought of myself as a radical centralist because there's certain things that are really extreme left-wing.
Yeah.
By certain standards, that
right.
I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then there's really extreme right wing
that
I'm cool with too. And then there's really extreme views that nobody wants to lay ownership to that I'm down with that as well.
Yeah.
Including like my more controversial things like sterilization. I think that sterilization is entirely a bad idea for certain, you know, members of society. And the death penalty and things like that.
Right.
Corporal punishment, all the rest of it.
Right.
So I'm apparently an issue filter.
issue filter.
Which is good.
Run it through the Sean first.
Run through the Sean. What
see
did Sean
what comes
say?
Out.
Okay, Dancing Monkey said this. Okay, well, you know, let's see. Let's discuss. We were not going to just say anything. We'll discuss whether or not we agree with Sean. Because that
not
way,
about the topic.
Not,
well, what no, about Sean says
nobody
about
wants,
the topic.
No one wants to say make a statement and then discuss whether or not they were wrong.
That's right.
Right? So it doesn't matter if they agree with me or not.
They don't discuss their opinion. They discuss Sean's opinion.
They're never wrong. They That's just right. lay their opinion because they're a bunch of fence-setting fucking geeks. But we love you, Quota, because you pay me. So you know what? I am officially your... like, no, he can do whatever he wants. He's paying my salary.
There you
That's
go.
I'm here for you. Corrupted. Okay. On to thought crime news. Hey, Sean. All this talk about thought crimes makes me nervous. It should make you nervous because we're going to come to your fucking house.
What are you thinking?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I suppose I admire you for talking about it because obviously you have the balls to talk about something I don't even want to think about. However, thought crimes, realistically, can only be prosecuted on a case-by-case basis. Agreed. If someone who is completely by someone, is completely impartial. There is no such individual. Wrong the computer. The computer.
Input.
The computer could prosecute thought crimes. It could.
Yeah, it could.
I think that, so you can't prosecute thought crimes in a fair manner yet. Yeah, we got them fucking brain things that they're putting on people.
Them, you know, brain things.
What do they call it? Those EEGs or whatever? Well, they're doing it
brain
right now.
Brain sucker things.
Well, what they do is they put these EEGs or whatever they're called.
They can measure your brain
waves. And they make you watch advertising.
Yeah.
And it's an emerging field. They're making you watch
what
advertising, and they're designing, like,
about this
psyops, you know, designed to stimulate, like, certain flashing lights on the screen and shit like that.
They see what parts of your brain get excited from that ad. And
so what I'm saying is as this brain technology gets more and more developed, eventually you'll treat it like an addict. You know, it's
run
like
them through the thought crime, and they show you some pictures.
Oh, no.
Play you some audio.
Yeah.
And then see if your brain goes crazy.
Well, you know, there's a certain amount of stimulation.
You really like that
49
half-naked child there.
49 is not a pedophile. 50 is a pedophile.
That's the line.
Sorry, you're too much of a risk. Please report for recycling. Have a nice day. Renew!
You got 49? Come back next year.
Renew! You get to fly up towards the great light in the sky. We all cheer. Since life isn't fair.
The blue dot in your hand is pulsing red now.
Beep, beep, beep. I think that people caught in the possession of certain things should be re-educated. Example, FBI raids on someone's house who has child porn on their computer. This person needs help. Yeah, they need help. FBI raids on someone's house as they're molesting a child. These person need help. Cheap, 39-cent help, but help. I think if they harm someone, they should bite the bullet. If they're caught with materials, they should be re-educated. 1984 sort of way.
Yeah.
That's from Melican. Now, a lot of people are like, whoa. Well, now I'm here to tell you. Let's take a step back.
You are not part of the group think. You must think like everyone.
Let's talk about group think for just a second here. Now, let's pretend there's 90210 world. You know, okay, fine.
The end of the show, everything resolves itself.
Yeah, so you got 90210, and all of a sudden Marilyn Manson shows up in 90210 teen world. Okay. And he's like, my parents are shit. And 90210 crowd's like, wow, your hair's like dyed black. and you're dressing really weird.
Right.
Why are you doing that? Well, fuck you, man. I don't want to be like you.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy. And we have nice cars, so clearly...
He could be happy, too.
Well, you could be happy. Now, the question is if he could be happy, why not do that?
Why not put everyone on Prozac and put them all on a level playing field?
I don't want to put them on Prozac. I don't think they should be
take
drugged.
Your
yeah, I'm not saying they
the
should
the world
be
of equilibrium.
No, true. No. I'm totally against drugging people en masse. I'm just saying that there's a psychological cause, like if they've got shitty parents.
Okay.
You know, because everybody wants acceptance. That's why everyone does the goth punk thing. That's why Marilyn Manson has 200,000 people at his fucking concerts all dressed exactly the fucking same. You know, and then you go to the Naomi Klein No Logo conference. Everybody's like, oh, my God, you're wearing leather. You know, because everybody's trying to be the same. Everyone wants to fit into somewhere.
That's right.
So why
They're
don't we
finding
just,
their own groups.
Maybe it'd be a nicer way if we could find one huge group that everybody could fit into. Finally, we have, you know, strength through unity and unity through Prozium. No, seriously, I was making a joke there. But if you have, like, say, strength through unity, right? And then if you were to create a unity, like, why not? What if there were no more outcasts, no more victims, no more people on the outside?
It's not possible.
It is possible, damn it! You
There's
lack vision.
There's always going to be people rebelling against the norm.
Well, then
just for
those
the pure
people,
fact there is a norm.
There needs to be some sort of a governing body. Well, you know, there's a way. We'll
not going to happen.
Send them to the back-end control center.
Yeah. Get
well,
back
I mean,
in control.
Obviously, there has to be some sort of, you know, some sort of balance. But I'm just thinking that maybe it might be a little bit better to get some kids who are living a little more productive, healthy, happy,
I don't know.
You know, centralized, some of our more radical centralist life. You know?
Some of our more outside thinkers are those people that invented these great things and thought of these new ideas that nobody has thought of. And maybe our humanity wouldn't progress anymore if everybody's dumbed down
sure.
to an even keel.
Oh, no, and I'm not even talking about that. Without a doubt, I totally agree
with
you.
But if you were put on drugs at an early
age. Okay, I need you to repeat after me. I am not into putting people on drugs. Okay? I don't know why you seem to be thinking I want to get everyone on drugs. I don't. Okay?
Yeah.
So stop, please, you know, just fucking drill that into your head.
Okay, that's
okay,
not the
I'm
path you're
that
talking about.
I believe that everyone who's born is stupid. You're born this big, empty fucking sponge.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Now you have some recessive genetic traits that you're like, you know, oh, hey, if I even smell alcohol, I'm going to become addicted, right, and shit like
yes.
that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, generally, you are a product of your environment with some genetic talents.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if your parents are both really fucking smart, and there's a good chance you will be really fucking smart. There's a good chance you could be
that's
a cokehead
right.
and beat your wife. I don't know.
Through genetics and yeah. also probably through,
yeah.
you know.
So I'm just saying that, you know, maybe trying to figure out why you're not fitting in, you know, why is that? And then addressing these issues rather than realizing when you're 35 that, oh, shit, I guess I was a fuck up. You know what I mean?
Now what do I do?
Now what do I do? I'm angry. I'm going to go live in my van down by the river. Well, not so good. Not so good. Nobody
so
wants.
Yes, it is good to provide opportunities and paths for these people who are
I
lost.
I think it would, if there was a group of people, see, now the Christians, they just about got that nailed down.
Pretty close.
Pretty
They're
close.
Really good at it.
They're really good at it. They have the youth groups, and the youth groups would be like, hi, we're just like you, glassy-eyed stare. And of course, this
we're
makes
accepting. Come into our fold.
Come into our fold and give us your soul. Now, if they could get rid of the give us your soul thing, if you
It'd
could
be pretty damn good.
If you could take like the whole Jesus,
the
you
religious
know,
aspect out.
Out of it and had the youth groups that were like, we're just together because we believe in forgiveness and everybody getting along and trying to work together.
Great.
What you're into Jesus, right? No.
you're into Jesus later.
This is a cult, right? No, not at all. We just believe in our fellow man.
You want my money? No.
No, we listen to Sean Kennedy.
Yeah!
That's
okay.
what it is.
Well, I'm in.
I'm right there. And now for my scathing email.
People hate you?
Message. Oh, fuck. Do people hate me? Funny thing. When I was talking about, you know, all my crazy, more left-wing stuff,
yes.
never got any hate mail. Rush Limbaugh never called me. You know, George Bush never phoned me up. Donnie Rumsfeld never showed up and said, you fucking asshole making fun of my special forces guy.
As soon as you start, your needle starts going to the right.
As soon as I started going right wing, man, the left wing guys are like, we'll come to your house and kill you. We fucking hate you, Sean. You have mad cow disease. You know, Jesus Christ.
That made me laugh.
I got to think that maybe, you know, this is what's happening to me.
Yeah.
You know. So clearly, maybe the left wing are the terrorists, you know, because I never had the, and I said a lot of crazy shit, a lot of stuff that was really wrong. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I go back and listen to old shows now. I'm like, wow, what the fuck was I thinking?
That's why I don't like listening to old stuff.
It's
embarrassing. Did I say that?
Did I say that? Wow.
I don't think that was full of shit.
My eyes were brown.
I don't think that way
anymore. So I would seriously like to offer an apology.
For anything you've ever said.
Oh,
ever.
My God. I would like to apologize to the entire White House staff, Donnie Rumsfeld, all those guys. I'm sorry. I failed my saving throw. It wasn't my fault. I was under the bewitching guise of Noam Chomsky. It's not my fault. Well, it is my fault. Fuck that. I'm going to be accountable. It was my fault, but you know what?
You were led astray by utopian
idealistic psychos.
We
yeah.
can live hand in hand.
Yeah, we can live
without
hand in hand.
War.
That's right, and skip you know off into the sunset, sniffing posies and smoking shit. Not gonna work. Sorry. Thanks for calling. Luckily,
Shaughnessy is at the error of his ways, and now he's a realist. And
well,
he understands
you know,
the horrors of the world.
The horrors of the world are important to maintain. It is important to understand, you know, yeah. what's really going on out here so you don't wind up being one of these
the
doe-eyed
truth.
Fucking, you know, food eaten up by some Nazi somewhere.
That's
Incidentally,
right.
Ministry and 10,000 Homo DJs are coming in concert to Vancouver together.
Really?
Yes. No shit. May 30th, May 31st.
Cool. I did see Ministry recently.
Did you?
But,
how was it? Is Jorgensen
it was
with
very
them?
Very good.
No?
Yes.
Oh, is he?
Yes, yes. Doesn't look like, you know, the hat and everything. He looks very different. But
oh, does he? Does he
maybe
look
he's going
like
to wear the hat this time.
It'd be nice if he wore the hat. Anyway.
Yeah.
Scathing email. Message. March 9, 2006. Sean Kennedy Radio Show. Are you ready for this one?
Lay it on me.
It is with profound dismay that I hear you praise what young Sean did in his classroom. Period. Now, understand at this point, I have no fucking idea what this guy's talking about.
He didn't preface it with anything. It's just like...
No, I have no idea what this guy's talking about. The ends does not justify the means. The unauthorized taping of an irrelevant classroom discussion.
Irrelevant?
I don't understand where this is going. This is the email I got. Yep. Legit. This raises larger issues of privacy and freedom of discussion. I teach in a school where many students are afraid to express their support for President George W. Bush because they would be exposed to scorn and ridicule for taking such an unpopular position. We all have secrets of some kind that no matter how our lives appear to be free of scandal that we do not want the rest of the world to know about. People would not reveal how they stand on certain issues because it would be an unpopular position or if public opinion changes and they would be penalized. I know there are colleges that would retaliate against me for taking such a position on certain issues that have nothing to do with my academic competence, but why should a supporter or opponent of George W. Bush have a job or get a promotion? Being human beings, we do not lead blameless lives on the job, and justification can always be found for firing somebody from a job. A non-political reason would be used to hide the real political reason. Obviously, people can handle their personal opinions in different ways. I had an introductory economic course where I learned economics. Not until 20 years later did I learn from that professor had become the president of the Marxist Economics of America. He certainly kept his ideological position out of the classroom. I had a history professor declare he was Irish, conservative, and Catholic. He confined himself to making fun of all three areas. Of course, the instructor should discuss the subject material that is core of curriculum instead of meandering off the subject. There are other ways of handling this issue. A private discussion with the teacher, a complaint to the supervisor, would then investigate or express his concern, etc. Yes, you said taping should be done legally, etc. But at the end, you will freeze classroom discussion because people will be afraid to say what is on their minds. Instead of liberals or conservatives ranting in the classroom, we should have the deadly silence of conformity with no questioning. Unfortunately, in regard to this issue, you are on the side of the witch hunters and not a champion of freedom. Dr. Phil. Okay, Dr. Phil, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Do I?
Yeah, you're completely off the chain here.
So he's talking about taping.
I guess some teacher was talking shit in the classroom.
Yeah.
I said he should record it.
Yeah.
You know, and then play it back, I guess, is what I'm guessing. I don't remember saying any of that.
I don't remember that.
But, you know, I guess he's, this is typical of your academic people.
Right.
Academic people are like that. Teachers crack me up. They really do. Because they go to school, and then they get out of school, and they go to more school, and then they go to more school, and then they get a teacher degree in school. And what do they do? What do they do after they go to all that school? Oh, fuck yeah. They go back to school. And they work at school for the rest of their lives.
Somebody has to do it.
So, well, yeah. Fair ball. I don't think you should actually, I don't think teachers should come from universities. I think it's ridiculous. Things like, you know, math, hard sciences, things like that. But, for example, it cracks me up when people get business degrees. That fucking floors me. Here you got a professor making, you know, $70,000 a year when he's teaching people how to make $500,000 a year. Clearly there's a problem there.
Maybe he doesn't care about the money, but he knows how to
make it.
Now,
there are those few people who are like, yeah, I'm a multimillionaire. I just do this because I dig teaching.
Yeah.
Right, which is fair ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that there should be no one teaching in any school anywhere under the age of 50. Right off the cuff. Right off the fucking go. Now, and as well, teachers should be paid.
So they should have the world experience.
They should get out and see how reality works. Not these assholes going to school, spending their life in school, and then leaving school.
It's like an economics professor. Go out, do some things with an economics, then come back.
Life is not about trying to maintain an ideology while the reality buffets you and tries to, like, wake you up to the smell of the coffee. Yeah, that's not what life's about. Life is about understanding the smell of the coffee, understanding all the horrors of the world, and then making it better by applying your ideology, not sticking your head up your ass. I mean, that's just me. You know, calling me. But all these folks who are like, no, no, no. Because people do that. Christians do it. Republicans do it. Conservatives do it. Fucking left wing does it. Hippies do it big time. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody ghettoizes. I believe this way. So I'm only going to hang out with other people who believe this way. We're all going to ghettoize into our little commune, throw up a wall, and nobody will come fucking near us. Well, what the hell is that? You're not going to do any good that way. All you're going to do is reinforce your own opinions. Right? This is why some forums on the internet, not so good. You know, nobody talks. We all agree. Hoorah. Cricket, cricket, cricket. Right? Yeah. You got other forums where people are ripping the shit out of stuff. You know what I mean? I mean,
both bad.
Yeah, you've got to be able to. You've got to be able to. You know, at least, you know, express some discussion here. If people go, I disagree with you. This is my opinion. Well, your opinion doesn't mean shit. Not a fucking thing. Unless you can apply it. Yep. You know, people try to give you knowledge. You can't apply it in reality. It's garbage. Garbage. So, you know, this teacher guy here, very well spoken. Yep. You know, he's got his grammar and all that down. I have no idea what the
but
fuck you're talking about.
He didn't really provide a backstory for us to figure out what he's talking about.
Dr. Phil, if you can, you know, next time you send me a scathing email and calling me a witch hunter, which is funny because that used to be my online name.
Yes.
That's one thing you got to say about the witch hunters, though, eh? Fuck, they got shit done.
Yep,
you know, I mean, woo, yeah.
Probably had to break a few eggs. But.
Well, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, you know? And what if they really were big witches? Anybody ever consider that?
Maybe they eradicated all of them.
Sure, maybe there was one or two that were innocently charged. But what if, that was one of the things I was going to do in one of my stories. I was going to say, like, the witch hunters being actual, like, it's all a big hoax that they're like, oh, we were all persecuted. No. Now, what if there really were evil bitches worshipping Satan and, like, you know, bringing plagues throughout the Dark Ages? Plagues are gone.
And there's no more witches.
And then, you know, and then it turned into this political thing. Yeah. So that's an interesting...
That's a good spin.
You know, witch hunters are... I think they're I mean, they get the job done.
Yeah.
They make the fucking trains run on time. Hey, Sean, on the 13th newsreel.
13th.
So as of the 13th. So this would be the last newsreel.
Yeah.
Newsreel.
Last week, yeah.
You were sent an email discussing the movie Snakes on a Plane. This is fucking great.
Snakes on a Plane!
I think we should do that for the next WOGME. We should all go see Snakes on a Plane.
I think so, too.
Not only is this movie the stupidest concept I've ever heard of, it's a horror movie based on a Saturday Night Live skit starring Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, God.
A freaking horror movie based on a Saturday Night Live skit. Not only is this the rerun generation, but they're changing genres of shit they're all refrying. Just thought you'd like to know this piece of worthless trivia from Draken. Yeah.
Wow, that's guaranteed to be great.
Yeah. Snakes on a plane. Maybe it's a comedy.
Maybe it's one of those horror comedies where it's kind of a mix, where it's kind of funny
and
then it gets...
They got like Scream and Date Movie and they're rehashing all these movies, yeah, making fun of them. It's like refried culture. Here at the rerun generation.
Can't think of shit.
Yeah, because we is burned the fuck out. Dear Sean, in your last newsreel episode, you said you had a problem with the new law against abortion in South Dakota. Yeah, here it comes. The question, as far as I'm concerned, is at what point does the baby become a human life?
Dun.
I would counter that with what point does human life have value? But anyway, if a child was not alive until it was born, I wouldn't have a problem with the removal of a non-living tissue in a not-yet mother. But if you can look at a picture and information in this link, insert the radical pro-life, you know,
propaganda
machine.
Look at this picture.
And not be disgusted at the killing of unborn babies. Well, I think you're as sick as the ones who want to have sex with the children whom you hate so much. So I like this. Yeah, so apparently if I'm pro-life, I'm as bad as the pedophiles.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, those are the same thing.
The law should not be called the anti-abortion law. It should be called the anti-baby murder law. Oh, I see. I'm sensing a bias here.
No, he's perfectly balanced. He's presenting a very well-thought argument.
Very balanced. Yep. If you don't want kids, stop having sex.
That's it.
And then roll back the clock to the 1700s. If you still want the sex, get surgery. Just fucking go get some surgery.
Yeah.
Hey, you. Low-income folks. Yeah. Why don't you go down to your local Cracker Jack surgeon? Fucking give yourself the big cutoff with the wire. Because that means then, of course, you can't reverse that. Make the decision now, in your early 20s, whether or not you want to procreate. Get surgery to prevent the egg and sperm from ever meeting in the first place. End of line. This is from Kid with Jedi Powers.
Yeah.
More work on Jedi Powers. Okay, first of all. Wow. That's a legitimate question, though.
When does life become life?
The kid's only half out of the vagina, cut him in half. Okay, you know, no, it doesn't work like that. My personal standpoint, which I've had this one come on me.
Yes.
You know, people have come to me and said, well, what point of that? If they can survive with, like, you know, like the premature kind of baby thing, if you can put them in an incubator or whatever, and they can make it on their own kind of a deal.
It's okay. Not on their own, though.
Without extensive help. You know, I mean, there is a cutoff point. I don't know enough about the prenatal stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if they can survive on their own, like, I don't know how it works. I mean, the first trimester, there's three trimesters, right?
Yeah.
First trimester, flush them out.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Yeah, gone. Second trimester, I don't know. There's probably some point during the second trimester where you're like, okay, well, you know what? You've waited a little bit long here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You had 3 months.
You had fucking 3 months.
Maybe you never noticed it.
You know, whatever.
Really, really late on my period.
You know, you know, at that point, it's still within their body.
Sketchy.
So it's kind of a sketchy thing. So until it's, you know, until you're actually killing your old baby, because they do that. This is what happens. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I would say that there is a point where you should be able to terminate that. What are you doing, Freak Show? Oh, she's chewing on a teddy bear. Okay.
It's not me. It's Ranger.
Ranger's chewing on the teddy bear. We get him this teddy bear and he
rips it apart.
He loves teddy bears. Anyway. So we tell
him it's an unborn child.
So, you know, I'm you know, personally, I fucking hate kids. You know, I'd be like, oh, it's born, and oh, I dropped it. You know, when, oh, shit, right into the tree chipper. You know, it doesn't bug me at all. I fucking hate babies.
No, I don't really have an affinity for children either.
Fucking gross. You know, they make noise. They smell.
Yeah, nothing good.
Yellow garbage.
You have to take care of them.
Yeah. So, you know, these people are
you
like.
You leave them at home like a dog, and they call the cops on you.
Unborn babies. You know, fuck off. You know. So, kid with Jedi powers, come back to me when you're an adult with some experience. Into the news.
Yes.
In bug news.
Bug.
Oh. Facing problems. In efforts to train insects or build robots that can mimic their flying abilities, the U.S. military now wants to develop insect cyborgs that can go where its soldiers cannot.
Dun-dun-dun. Ties into that comic I sent you. Little bugs walking around.
The Pentagon is seeking application from researchers to help develop technology that can be implanted into living insects to control their movements and transmit video or other sensory data back to their handlers.
That's just mean.
Bee people. In an announcement posted on government website last week, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, you know, everybody knows what DARPA is. Why do they keep putting that in the gut? Just say fucking DARPA. It says it's seeking innovative proposals to develop technology to create insect cyborgs.
Wow.
Who thinks this shit up? Have they got guys working around the clock on this stuff or what? I don't really understand it.
Do you ever think you'd see the day when they're asking people, can anybody out there know how to make some insect cyborgs?
This insect cyborg we need to make here. Like, why aren't they asking for a mecha? That's what I want. A power armor. Well, I guess they are working on the power armor thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's going really slowly.
Too slowly.
This is way too slowly. I don't want. Well, of course, you know, the nice thing is power armor. You could be 55 and still get inside the power armor.
That's true.
Be like that Marvel superhero guy who had, like, he was like an old face, but he had the cyborg body. Remember that guy?
I don't remember that guy.
He was Doctor something or other. He was a fucking evil dude, but he was cool. Had, like, big glasses.
There's hope for Stephen Hawking still.
Yeah.
In this cyborg armor.
Yeah, we'd get him an Ed 209 body.
Yep.
You know, you wouldn't even have to change his voice. Well, I think that, you know, if you have Stephen Hawking inside of Ed 209, he'd be like, oh, like, oh, your physics equation is wrong. You know, I mean,
you have 10 seconds to recalculate.
Oh, God, Darwinian philosopher. Yeah, it'd be awesome, you know. But unfortunately, you know, we don't have the insect cyborgs quite yet. But, I mean, you know, it's interesting to put the bugs in there. I don't know how you control them. You know, of course, there's lots of bugs in these shithole countries where, you know, they're currently doing this stuff. So you never know.
That's mean to the animals.
Fuck them. They're insects. Who cares? Don't care. Fucking hate them. Hate the insects. Hate them. Oh, wasps? Eradicate wasps. I fucking hate wasps. With a passion, I hate wasps. Oh, I'm up for hate crimes on the wasps.
That's right.
Death camp wasps. Oh. Wasps
That's awful.
Suck. Okay, because they bite. I got bit on the hand when I was a kid by a wasp. My whole finger swole up in there. Never forget those fuckers. In RFID news, now this is interesting. This is a website which has some technical data, so people are going to be interested in this.
Yes.
This is from the website. I've kind of chopped it, mixed and matched, so I kind of got a story out of it. Radio frequency identification, RFID, is the latest phase in decades-old trends of the miniaturization of computers.
Right.
In case you've been under a rock. RFID transponders are tiny, resource-limited computers that do not have a battery that needs a periodic replacement. RFID tags are inductively powered by their external reading devices,
correct,
called RFID readers. Once the RFID tag is activated, the tag decodes the incoming query, produces an appropriate response by using the energy of the incoming radio wave to power a chip long enough to respond. RFID tags can do limited amounts of processing. I didn't know that.
I did not know that. I thought they just spewed out data.
Like they have a small amount, 1024 bits of storage.
Yeah, enough for basics.
Still, 1024, that's a lot of storage.
Yep.
Okay. Unfortunately, business and governments are not the only ones interested in RFID. Civil liberties groups, hackers, and criminals are also keenly interested in this new development, albeit for very different reasons. Civil liberties groups are concerned about RFID technology because of being used to invade people's privacy. RFID tags enable unethical individuals to snoop on people and surreptitiously collect data on them without their approval or even know.
That's right.
For example, RFID-enabled public transit tickets could allow people could allow public transit managers to compile a dossier listing all of a person's travels in the past year. Information which may be of interest to the police, divorce lawyers, and others.
Correct.
Which means that people would know the truth about you. And for some reason, everyone's afraid of the truth.
Ah.
Completely different category of, well, it's true.
I think you need to rewatch that pizza video thing.
It's the truth, though. It's the truth.
Did you not do this?
It is the truth.
It is the truth.
I
but
am
some
not
people
afraid
don't.
Of the truth.
So you
not
wouldn't
afraid.
Mind cameras in your house? In your bathroom? In your bedroom?
That's not what I said.
It's the truth.
That's not what I said.
Needs to be freed.
We already had this conversation, and I would say
don't
no.
Don't hide the truth from the public, Sean.
Not the public. The public's got no... Okay, this is the other thing. It's the right to know.
This is
the other flip side. People go, we have the right to know! No, you don't. No, you fucking don't.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. It is totally not
where
the same.
People are...
The police! Police! Like, these are people in charge of looking after you.
So the police get to see what's going on in your
yeah.
bedroom. Where
wow.
you're traveling. What books you have.
Sure, why not?
What music you're listening
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. I don't have a problem with that. Nothing I'm doing is illegal. Fucking A! Load up! You really want to get into my, like, wow, this guy's getting really right-wing with his reading here. Good for him.
We got to bring him in.
Somebody get this kid an application. You know, I mean, seriously. I mean, so what? So fucking what? A lot of people... They don't fortify their computers. This is bad because their computers can get zombified. But their logic is so fucking what? You can read my shitty diary? Go ahead. I don't give a shit. I got nothing to hide. But, you know.
Some people don't agree with everything the government says.
Buddy's
all
got
the laws that they
Buddy's
have.
Buddy's got a subscription to NAMLA. And he's getting off the bus every day by 15 or 20 different elementary schools. Making cell phone calls to a bunch of other pedophiles meeting in the same area. You know what? I want to know about that. And more than that, I want to make sure the other kids know about that. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So I'm just saying, you know,
what
why not?
What if they accuse you of that and you get off near
Then I'm okay because all I got to do is show them the truth. I'm like, come on into my house. You fucking, if you can prove.
And they put some pictures on your computer.
Oh, whoa. They put some pictures on my
yeah.
computer. That's totally different. We're in a completely different bivouac here. If the police are corrupt, then you're fucked no matter what you do. You're fucked no matter what if they're corrupt. We're talking about the truth. Now, they could just easily show up and say, Mr. Kennedy. They wouldn't need to be answer, Mr. Kennedy, you're a pedophile. Really? Okay. Well, if you can prove that, I'll shoot myself. How's that for a deal? You know, seriously. So, you know, corrupt police are a problem.
Yes.
I think that all the first person, this would be the first thing I would say, before we institute a massive public.
Or someone's framing you.
Or something like that. But the first people who need to be under total 24-hour surveillance are cops. That's the first thing that needs to be under 24-hour surveillance is the police and the law enforcement. So you get rid of all the corruption. Done.
Who is watching the watchers?
Well, exactly. And you have, you know, they are answerable to, you know, the higher commissions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then after you get that non-corrupt, then you branch out. But anyway, where was I going? Divorce lawyers and others. That's where we were at before you got me on a tirade there. Yeah, I love how you always go for like, it's in your bedroom! They're watching your wife! Well, okay.
That's right. Well, do you want that?
It's not on the internet. A completely different category of threats. Well, you know, seriously, I don't like, if they want to know who I'm sleeping with, okay, whatever. I'm not breaking any laws. A completely different category of threats arise when hackers or criminals cause valid RFID tags to behave in an unexpected and generally malicious ways. Now, I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, computer-bound or mobile RFID readers query RFID tags for their unique identifier or on-tag data, which often serves as a database or key that launches some real-world activity.
Right.
For example.
They use it to look up things.
Yeah. RFID reader at a supermarket checkout reads a tag on a product. Software driving it could add the item scanned to a list of the customer's purchases, tallying up the total after products have been scanned.
Make it easier to check out your groceries.
Here's where the trouble comes in.
Dun, dun, dun.
Up until now, fight. Everyone working on RFID technology has has tacitly assumed the mere act of scanning an RFID tag cannot modify back-end software, and certainly not in a malicious way. Okay. Unfortunately, they are wrong. In our research, we have discovered there are certain vulnerabilities that exist in RFID software. An RFID tag can be intentionally infected with a virus, and the virus can then be back-end database used by the RFID software. So you can actually...
FUD.
You think so?
Yeah. Fix the fucking software then. If you have input data that is breaking your software...
It's not FUD at all.
Yes, it is. It's not like FUD. Buffer overflows that have existed for 20 years that people still have vulnerabilities. It's just...
Are the vulnerabilities there?
It can happen.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Nobody's talked about hard coding a virus onto an RFID
tag.
Then
they're bad software engineers.
No software is bulletproof.
No, but they got to get it under control.
They do have to get it under control, but right now it's not, and that's why it's on the news here. You're a big bully.
Yes.
Speaking of bullies, in Scientology news. Now, wow. Got the story. Please stop sending it to me.
It's okay.
Actor Tom Cruise. Now, anyone who hasn't watched, what episode is it? Season 4 or something. But they did a Scientology special on Scientology.
Oh, no, they're like in season 9.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like
well,
this is one of the most recent ones.
The good people of South Park, you know, Trey Parker.
Put
and
their balls in the line.
Put it on the line.
Yeah.
You know,
like
really.
Nobody has really done this. This is the highest media exposure of what Scientology
is. So Trey Parker
is.
And another buddy, they fucking called it out.
Yeah.
For this Scientology episode, it's actor Tom Cruise. Now, and when you check out the episode, like they're like, oh, whoa! At the end of it, he's all like, sue me,
come on,
you fuck! And it's like, whoa! It's like, yeah, I'm like approving that shit. I'm like, can I guest star in that episode? Because that'd be hot. But apparently, in Scientology news, actor Tom Cruise, that crazy motherfucker, threatened to boycott promotion of his upcoming Paramount Pictures film unless a sister cable TV network pulled a South Park rerun. Lampooning the Church of Scientology. Can you believe that? I'm not going to promote this movie. Well, good, Tom. Fuck off, clown. Get out of the closet. Industry sources said on Friday, representatives for Paramount and Cruise, the prominent Scientologist, denied he made any such threats or had anything to do with the Comedy Central Network canceling plans to air the repeat of South Park, which you can easily get all over the internet. If you ever download one South Park episode, that will be the one that you will download because it's available everywhere.
I think you can stream it off Google Video, too. It's everywhere. I think it's on the South Park site. You can watch it.
Yeah. The episode is titled Trapped in the Closet. It was going to be on Wednesday. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, creators of the crudely animated cartoon hit, which is fucking hilarious, issued a quirky statement filled with references to Scientology and the science fiction writings of church founder L. Ron Hubbard, nutbag, suggesting Scientology was behind the scheduling change. So, Scientology, you have won this battle, but the million-year war for Earth has just begun, the pair wrote. Temporarily anonizing your episode will not stop us from keeping Satan's forever trapped in your pitiful man bodies. Curses and drat. You have obstructed us for now, but your feeble bid to save humanity will fail. Hail Xenu! Now, you gotta love these guys. You have to love these guys. If they would pull that shit.
And then come back with this.
Now, yeah. I don't think Scientology is above like hiring assassins stuff. So,
people have accused them of that.
Yeah.
Previous.
So if, like, you know, these guys like Trey Parker or Matt Stone wind up getting assassinated or dying from a bee sting of their car crashes.
Yeah. We'll know where to look first.
But fucking balls to the wall for those guys for doing that. I'm like, yeah, you rule. In cyberpunk news, this is some crazy shit. GeoKing sent me this.
Yeah, this looks pretty cool.
A European, now granted, we haven't got a release date.
No.
We haven't actually got even a real photo of it. But this is what they got.
Not a render.
Vaporware.
Could be vapor.
But we'll see.
It looks cool.
A European embedded computing specialist has announced a wrist-worn wearable computer that runs embedded Linux or Windows CE. Or Windows CE.
Or not runs Windows CE and could have Linux on it.
No.
It's or.
Well, and that way they're not picking sides.
That's
right. Penguin Nazis versus the core politicals. Eurotex WWPC, wrist-worn PC, offers a wealth of standard PC interfaces along with several innovative wearable-specific features, the company claims. It targets emergency rescue, security, healthcare, maintenance, logistics, and many other applications.
Cool.
According to the Eurotech, the WWPC integrates everything users expect of a PC in a versatile, ergonomic form factor that supports a variety of wrist sizes. can be worn over or under work clothes, has a flexible fit, right-handed, left-handed straps that include, two-cell. Dual two-cell.
So is there four?
Li-polymer rechargeable batteries. Claimed battery life is 6 hours in fully operational mode. Or 8 hours under normal circumstances. So you're fucking, you're using the data sticks to start cracking shit?
Yeah.
You got 6 hours.
Yeah.
The WWPC weighs 7 ounces, 200 grams, without straps or batteries.
Well, you need the batteries.
Well, they must have a weight because they got it, 200 grams.
Yeah.
WWPC offers several wearable-specific innovations, according to the company, including a patented orientation sensor that can be configured to induce standby when the user arm drops.
Ooh, nice feature.
Additionally, device's tilt sensor can be used to detect motionless operator status when a built-in GPS receiver and dead reckoning technology to enable the device to serve as a location transmitter.
The guy's not moving anymore.
Tango down. The WWPC is based on an unsuspecting low-power embedded processor. It boots from a 32-meg flash, has 64-meg of SD RAM. Storage can be expanded through an SD slot supporting up to 1 gig. Okay, so it's like
sounds a lot like my thing, except on the wrist.
It does. Additional claim features include direct access keypad, 16-channel GPS receiver, and active helix antenna, IRDA up to 4 megs, Bluetooth, LAN 802.1b wireless, Specific internal antennas, whatever the fuck that means.
Specific ones, not general ones. Specific antennas.
And goes from there. So it's essentially they've created the handheld PC, and they put it onto a wrist-worn application from the sound of it. Interesting idea.
It's good for emergency people because you don't have to hold it. It's always there. You're not going to drop it.
Sounds like a really good way to get it shattered to me.
Yeah?
Especially if, you're a cop and you're rolling around on the ground.
It's got to be hardened then.
Scratch up. You know what I mean? Like, you'd want to make sure
you're looking
a nice
through the cloud on your
screen. I'm like, you want to make sure you got a good cover on it. Hard cover, titanium case or something.
It's got to be hardened.
You touch it, it flips up, and then you clap it back down or something like that.
That's a good idea.
So when it turns off, it automatically closes the case again or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty high-speed piece of gear. I like it.
Looks very futuristic.
Yeah, it is. It does look pretty cool. And, after all, that's what we like here. We like
the progression of technology.
That's right. And anything we can use to fuck over Scientology. And that's all that I've got for you today. Do you have anything?
No.
Not so much?
Not right now.
Not so much?
No.
But don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you get the information
next
you
week.
Need. All right. Next week. Fine. Monday. Make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive.
Or you'll die if you don't listen.
Keep staying alive.
Next
don't
week
die.
On Newsreel.
Fucking 28 days later, zombies will come and eat your head. I wonder what would happen, if all these pro-life guys, there's got to be some sort of, I should write like a pro-life horror novel. Shit, where like all the unborn children.
All the dead babies come back?
Yeah, something like that. Well, that's been done. It's been done.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen some really, sketchy fucking horror shit. This has been a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of 41 donators for the month of February, including my good man over here, who sent me this? Chris. I guess that's his name. Is that his name?
Yes, so.
Chris?
Yep.
Chris with a K. You know who you are. Not going to read out your last name, but thanks, Chris. He sent me $20. And another guy, buddy up there, he sent me $50.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier in the show.
$70. Yeah. That's like the price of a cup of coffee.
Yep.
And
Sean
for the
is
price
set
of a cup of coffee,
coffee today.
For the price of a cup of coffee, you can make sure that I stay on the air. And if you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rammedia.ca. Oh, Jesus. Click on the donate
Put your hand on
Put
the
your
computer
hand
screen.
On the computer screen. And with your other hand, click on the mouse that says donate. You give me money. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any of the pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at randradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Rob Zombie. Called The Sinister Urge. And I'm going to leave you now with a track by Rob Zombie for all of my loyal fans out there called Scum of the Earth, which I am absolutely convinced. I want an animation piece ripped from a bunch of movies where we have Wog Mecca going into like a hippie commune or something like that and just burning everything, like completely righteous destruction with like mad cats just stomping everything with this as the soundtrack, like Scum
that's
of
just
the
evil
Earth.
What did the hippies ever do? They're sitting there peacefully
nothing
eating.
That's why they're getting shot. Justify your existence. Oh, you can't. Oh, bye-bye. That's the other thing. You know who's a fucking piece of shit network? That's what I'm going to burn off some time with. Before I get going here, before
what?
We go to... What? Al Jazeera can suck my ass. I've done a little bit of research on Al Jazeera. Bunch of fucking terrorist-supporting cocksuckers. I am. They got an English speaking network coming out too. Those bags of shit. Yeah. Did you know that? They are the biggest prop. Okay, now could be argued that CNN isn't exactly unbiased. It could be.
They're
argued,
kind of pro-American.
They're kind of pro-American. Kind of pro-American.
Yep.
And Al Jazeera is pretty pro-terrorist.
Terrorist.
I would say.
Okay.
Well, people.
What do they do?
Well, they're the first guys to ever air anything with people's heads getting cut off. Siege of Fallujah, they ran, like, all this, like, sick, scary amounts of fucking stories. All the Marines are fucking killing thousands of lies. Totally fucking lies. We check it now. We know all the data now. Their numbers were way off. And then, of course, they, you know, they run
American others. Numbers are always on.
There's a difference between off by a couple hundred and off by, like, thousands. Okay. And when they're airing this shit blatantly at the time to affect politics, I'm like...
Or they don't show the bodies of the dead Americans coming back because it upset people.
I think you're missing the point here.
Yeah.
I think you're missing how...
And also the videotapes is a little hard to get to the CNN headquarters when it's in a different country. A little bit closer to your local TV station.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's that. There is that. Yeah.
And should they not air it or just...
No, they should air it maybe once rather than doing, like, total psyops pieces supporting. And they've come right out of the closet. They said, yeah, we're pro-Palestine. They've come right out and said it. Right out. We are pro-Palestine. So, you know, I'm still reading on it. I don't know much about the Israel-Palestine thing. I'll come out of the closet. You know, I'll say, yeah, I don't know much about it. I'm reading on it. You know? But the data I picked up on Al Jazeera, they would not be on my list of cable subscription channels.
Okay. Not going to order that channel?
I would not order that fucking channel. Unless I, you know, wanted to really, you know, get up in the morning and need a good reason to work out for a while. I'd much rather watch an episode of Cops. But I'm not saying that George Bush should have bombed their headquarters. I'm not saying he should have done that. But I understand. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know.
That's
anyway.
Right. They shouldn't have their point of view.
What's that? No. Well, it's like these, you know, these people throwing acid on chicks in Morocco because they're looking how they're dressed. I mean, my God. That's their point of view, you know?
It's not a point of view.
Sure it is!
That is harming somebody. Somebody putting out news and putting out a point of view on the airwaves is not harming somebody.
Oh,
it's not throwing
acid
on somebody.
We don't. Oh, look
That's
at that.
That's a bit of jump of logic there.
We're out. Oh, yeah. That would be. My bad. My bad. Leap in logic here.
That's right.
Al Jazeera. Suck my car.
That's right.
So everyone jump in their Mecca. We're heading over to the Al Jazeera headquarters. So until
they
tomorrow.
They need to be silenced. That's right.
Yeah, well, if you want to put it that way, if I had the choice between bomb or not bomb, bomb, not bomb, bomb, not bomb, bomb, not bomb, well, I'll leave it to the listeners. Until next Monday, that is what servers say. End of line.